I wonder if any of you like playing games. Oh, hands up if you like playing games. Yes? And what sort of games do you like? What's your best game? Football. I thought somebody would say that, yes? Football. Anybody like anything other than football? Trampolining. That's good, isn't it? What about board games? Do you like playing with board games? They're quite interesting, aren't they? Monopoly. Right, that's a good game. Scrabble. Oh yes, that's an intelligent game, isn't it? So many games. Well, I brought a long one to show you this morning, and this is one of my favourite games I like to play. Operation. Hands up if you've ever played Operation before. It's fun, isn't it? Because you have to take the place of a surgeon, don't you? And you have to operate on someone who is sick and in need. Here he is, look at the poor man there, lying in bed. And he's got all sorts of things wrong with him. And you have to, with these tweezers, try and get the bad bits out and then replace them with good bits and make him well again. But of course you have to be very careful, don't you? Because what happens if you touch that metal bit? The buzzer goes off. That's right. So let's have a look. Oh, look at that. He's in pain. You've killed him. You need to be very, very careful that you don't touch that. Otherwise the operation goes completely wrong. And the poor man hasn't got a chance. So who would like to come and do some surgery this morning? All right. Would you like to have a go? You need a very steady hand. And one of the hardest ones, I think, is the heart surgery. Can you tell me where his heart is? That's right, yes, very good. His heart there, just under his ribs. And you can see his heart there, but he's got a broken heart. There. And you've got to try and get that out very skillfully. Oh, well done. We've got a budding heart surgeon there. You've taken his heart out now, but he needs a new heart, doesn't he? Who would like to put a new heart in? There, just about. Good, well done. We've got a heart surgeon here this morning. And do you know, boys and girls, the Bible tells us that we all need an operation. Do you know, the Bible tells us that we're suffering from a heart problem. And we need a new heart. We need the old one taken out, and we need a new heart put in to become a brand new person. Because the Bible tells us that we were all born with a heart just like this. And what sort of heart is that? Dirty, yes, it's dirty. What else about, can you see about it? It's hard, isn't it? Just like stone, it's as hard as stone. It's a stony heart, isn't it? It's not a soft, tender heart, is it? It's not a heart that is responsive. It's not a heart full of love. But it's a cold, dirty, stony, hard heart. It's a selfish heart. It's a heart that has no love for God. And do you know the Bible tells us that we're all born with a heart like that because of sin. Sin is that horrible thing that turns our hearts to stone so that we have no interest in God, we don't want him in our lives, and we don't listen to God, and we have no love for him. We've got a cold, dirty, stony, hard heart. And we need a heart operation. If we're to become a Christian, if we're to get to heaven, we need nothing less than a new heart. Do you know, boys and girls, the wonderful good news is that the Lord Jesus Christ is the best heart specialist in the world. He specializes in heart transplants. And that's why the Lord Jesus came to this earth 2,000 years ago. That's why he was born. That's why he grew up. He went around doing good. And he went around giving people new hearts and new lives. And to do that, Jesus had to die, didn't he? He had to die on that cross to take away our sins so that our sins could be forgiven and we could have a heart transplant. The old could be taken away and a new heart be given to us. This is what God promises in the Bible. Look at that. He says, I will give you a new heart and I will take away your heart of stone. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Shall we say that together? I will give you a new heart. I will take away your heart of stone. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. That's a wonderful thing because that's what it means to be a Christian. A Christian is not just somebody who comes along to church and to Bible clubs. A Christian is not simply a person who tries to live a good life and does wonderful things. But a Christian is a person who has had heart surgery. has had a new heart, a stony heart taken away, and a new heart given, a heart of love for the Lord Jesus. And the most important prayer that we can ever pray is this: Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me for my cold, dirty, hard, stony heart, and please come and take it away and give me a new heart today.